now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Van Chu, by means of trickery, seized the palace of the great Kublai Khan. At the same time, he took charge of the city of Pekin, with the result that the Khan and his army were unable to enter the city. Van Chu then announced his intention of marrying the Princess Zilana. He usurped the throne of the Khan and said that the first to kneel to him should be Marco Polo and his companions. Meanwhile, Toktai, one of Kublai Khan's captains, was secretly plotting to bring about the return of his master, and he told Zilana to be on her guard, that help would come soon. Later in the day, Marco Polo and his companions were dragged to the audience chamber. They were ordered to kneel before Van Chu, but Marco Polo refused. Then Van Chu ordered that Marco Polo should be whipped into submission. The soldiers guarded Niccolo, Maffeo, and Benno, and Marco stood alone at the foot of the throne. There was a tense silence as the great rawhide whip whistled through the air and curled itself around Marco Polo's body. Then another whip whistled, and again the lash made contact with Marco Polo. The two strokes tore the young man's doublet so that his back was bare, and once again there was the ominous whistle of the whip.
I beg you to have mercy.
Let the whipping proceed. I do not wish my future wife to plead for mercy for this man.
Marco, why do you not kneel? They'll whip you to death.
A Venetian does not kneel to a tyrant. Whips cannot break my spirit.
Sancho, you have said that I am to be your bride. Let us marry today. As a wedding gift, I beg that you spare Marco Polo from further pain.
Do not whip him any more at present. I will stand erect, Sancho. Your torture shall never make me kneel to you. I do not desire that the Princess Zilana should sacrifice herself for me.
Marco, we are powerless against this man. He has defeated the great Khan.
And do you desire to wed him, Zilana?
I do not desire to see you tortured before my eyes.
My bride-to-be has asked as a wedding gift that Marco Polo should not be subjected to further torture. I think that today should be a day of double rejoicing and celebration. Rejoicing that Van Chu now rules China, and rejoicing that he is to wed the Princess Zilana. Let the bride-to-be prepare for the wedding. Let her be clothed in garments of gold and silver. And here in this audience chamber, in 2 hours' time, the wedding of China's ruler shall take place.
I will not allow it. Oh, hear me, Zilana. I am strong. The pain of the whip shall not break my spirit. But it will break my spirit to know that you have sacrificed yourself to a low-born rebel, an upstart tyrant dog.
Have a care, Marco Polo.
Strike me down. Kill me now, Van Chu. Then Zilana need not sacrifice herself for me.
I have sworn that Marco Polo shall kneel before me. But I will forgo that oath if Zilana weds me this very day.
I have said that I will wed you. Will you give me the lives of these men? Will you let them leave the city?
Wait. One of my captains wishes to speak with me. Be gone, Toktai.
Most noble and excellent Van Chu, if you wish to bring sorrow and misery to the heart of Marco Polo, let him witness your wedding to the Princess Zilana. Let him live long enough to know that misery, because he loves Zilana.
Well spoken, Toktai. There is more misery in life than bodily anguish. And I must prepare for my wedding.
After the wedding, these Westerners can be put to death.
I will let them live without torture for a little longer. Have you ever witnessed a Chinese wedding, Niccolo Polo?
I have not.
You came to China to see strange sights, to learn the full glory of the Orient. You have witnessed the change of a dynasty. You have seen the overthrow of the great Kublai Khan. And finally, you shall see the wedding of a great prince. Will that interest you, Niccolo Polo?
It will interest me. But you are no prince. You're a rebel.
I am the ruler of China. You and your companions have already witnessed many strange things. The last strange thing which you will witness will be my wedding. But you will not live to take the tale of these things to your native Venice. You will take them to the grave. Now, Toktai, I place these prisoners in your charge. Dress them in fine raiment as befits guests at a royal wedding. They shall be my honored guests. They shall drink wine and make merry. And then they shall die.
I will guard them carefully, most high and noble prince.
It is well. I am pleased with you, Toktai. The audience is at an end. We will meet here again, my friends, in 2 hours' time. Let the ladies of the court join Zolana.
Marco Polo and his companions were taken back to their dungeon, and there they remained for some time in abject misery. They knelt down and prayed incessantly. Matthew grumbled, while Niccolo did what he could to dress the wounds caused by the whips on Marco Polo's back.
I feel better now, Father.
Then, my son, let us make our peace, for soon we are to die.
I will not die with a contented mind, knowing that Zolana is to sacrifice herself for me.
Mayhap she will be happy. After all, she will be Empress of China, and in time she may forget about you.
She can never be happy married to a man like Van Chu.
I'm afraid this is my fault, that we have reached this pass. It seems that we were unwise to come to China.
Father, you cannot blame yourself, and I refuse to believe that all hope is gone. Mayhap even now Kublai Khan is striving to re-enter the city of Peking.
Ah, you saw the great bronze gates of the city. They cannot be burst open. I am satisfied that our plight is hopeless.
One moment. Someone's about to enter the dungeon. I have brought you clothes which you will wear at the wedding.
We do not wish to see these fine clothes.
Hear me. I will close the door of the dungeon. Do you not know me, Marco Polo?
I do not.
My name is Toktai. I was captain of the guard of Kublai Khan.
I have heard of you. Princess Zolana mentioned your name. It seems that you are a traitor, Toktai. You are false to your master.
I am not false. I am here in the palace so that I may aid Kublai Khan.
You say you wish to aid Kublai Khan. Yet you have imprisoned us. You are standing guard over us.
I am one against many. But take you this key, Marco Polo. It is a secret key to the great city gates. There is one other key like this. That key is held by the captain of the city guard.
Why do you give me the key?
You are a brave and resourceful man. I know that the army of Kublai Khan is at present outside the gates. They tried to force their way in, but the gates held fast.
Toktai, you wish me to escape? To open the city gates so that the army of the Khan may enter?
That is what I wish. It is a slender hope and a desperate one.
Can you arrange for me to escape from here?
Here. Don this suit of armor. Then go from the dungeon with me. I will conduct you to the outer gates of the palace. The visor of the armor will hide your face. You will take this key. Then you will have to use your own resources to open the city gates, so that the army of Khan may enter.
I can do it. I will do it.
You must hurry. The Khan's men must arrive here before the wedding of Van Chu and the Princess Zolana takes place. Your task is no easy one, Marco Polo.
Marco, how can you defeat the army of soldiers which guards the gate? How can you open that gate?
Pirate's madness.
Would you have me refuse to make this attempt so that we may die a slow, lingering death at the hands of Van Chu? Help me to don this armor.
May God watch over you, Marco, my son. May you succeed in this task.
I will succeed.
We are grateful to you, Toktai.
I need not your gratitude. What I do is for the sake of Princess Zolana.
I cannot adjust this armor. Aid me, Toktai.
I will aid you.
You are in love with the Princess Zolana.
I would willingly give my life for her. But she is not in love with me.
Have no fear, Toktai. If I succeed in this task, then the day may come when the Princess Zolana will wed you.
That day can never come, Marco Polo. The princess loves you. And because she loves you, I hate you. But I have no man to send to the city gates. I dare not leave here. Van Chu may send me at any moment. If he finds that I'm missing, his suspicions will be aroused. You're the only one who can succeed.
I trust that Marco will succeed. Be not impetuous, Marco. Be crafty.
Look at me, Uncle Matthew. Does this armor become me better than yours became you?
Oh, you look well enough.
Is your back very painful, Marco?
Oh, I can bear with the pain.
You're ready now. Draw the helmet over your head. I will lead you from the palace. And I trust that you will return soon with Kublai Khan.
I trust so.
Come, let us go, now.
Marco, my son, it may be that I will never set eyes on you again. But know you that you have proved your courage and your worth. Whatever happens, Venice will have reason to be proud of you as one of her noblest sons. And I am proud that you are my son.
I thank you, Father, and I feel sure that I shall return.
I give you my blessings, Marco. May God go with you.
I give you my blessing, Marco.
Master Marco, I have served you faithfully and well these many years.
You have, Benno.
You go now to risk your life, and perhaps by your doing we may be saved. But if you do not return and I have to die, I will offer a prayer for your soul.
I thank you, Benno.
I could have had no better master. I will pray for you until you return, Master Marco.
We shall all pray, Marco. Come now. There is no further time to waste.
I am ready. I have the key.
Toktai led Marco Polo outside the palace grounds, and he gave him directions as to how to reach the gate. Marco Polo sped on his way, while Toktai returned to take up his position on guard outside the dungeon. After a little while, he heard footsteps approaching along the passage. He stood rigidly on guard, and he looked up to encounter the gaze of Van Chu.
Toktai, I see you are nobly doing your duty guarding these hated foreigners.
I do but carry out your orders, most high and noble Van Chu.
I think it would be advisable for me to kill Marco Polo before my wedding to Zolana takes place.
I thought you had decided to let Marco Polo live until after the wedding.
Zolana is in love with Marco Polo. The shadow of his memory will always fall between us. Therefore, it is not my will that she should look upon him again. I will slay him with my own hand.
But what of his uncle, his father, and his servant?
They also will die before the wedding. And I will tell Zolana that I allowed them to escape, that I had them conducted out of the city. They will die, and no one will ever hear of them again. Zolana will never know the truth. Is not that a good scheme, Toktai?
Most noble lord, I think
I care not what you think, but I desire to slay Marco Polo. For some reason, I hate that man more than any other man. Open the cell door, Toktai, and let me put an end to the life of Marco Polo.